Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Have a look through the Herald last week and the headline, Labourers warn plans to abolish the licences needed to shoot some native animals in New South Wales will mean animals will be culled with no oversight. A bit of a terrifying start to a story. We've got Penny Sharp, New South Wales Labor's environment spokeswoman. Penny, good morning. That is a little bit scary to see in the newspapers.
Good morning. Yes, it was. It's part of the proposed changes the government's looking at making to threatened species laws and to native vegetation laws that came to our attention and we were most concerned about.
Now, is this only to do with property owners? Because we're having a figure of 47,000 native animals and birds killed by property owners last year. That's a large amount. Why does this need to be done, and what is the concern? Obviously, the concern is of our native species, but what's prompted this potential change?
Well, look, our native species in New South Wales are given special protection. Essentially, you're not really supposed to harm them unless that there is a problem. There's currently a licensing system in place where property owners are able to apply for licences to kill native wildlife. Last year, there were over 1,300 licences given out for this, and you're right when you say that 47,000 animals were harmed. But the proposal that the government's putting forward is to what they call ending red tape. I would call deregulation and lack of oversight. They're basically saying we're going to take that out of the legislation. We're going to set it up in regulation sometime down the track with no detail. And really, what it means is that the protections that our native flora and fauna currently have really will be removed.
So, without legislation and registration, how is there accountability in this issue?
Absolutely. I mean, at the moment, the licences, people have to apply for a licence. It's quite straightforward. It's basically applying to the Office of Environment and Heritage. Officers there assess the licence, and they also have a discussion with property owners about whether there are other things they can do rather than just killing the animals. Can they catch and release them? Are they able to use other non-lethal means can you do to manage these populations? The problem if you get rid of the licensing system is that really there'll be nothing left. People will be able to say, well, I've got a code, I've ticked a number of boxes, I can go and kill these animals, and really there's no oversight. We won't know those numbers anymore, and we also won't understand exactly where it's happening until after the event, which is really doesn't help us to manage the biodiversity and the native animals that we really have, you know, some role in protecting.
Penny, from living on a farm for a couple of years when I was much younger, I understand what the farmers go through, whether you're a grazier or whatever, you know, especially in the likes of kangaroos, especially during drought time. There is a lot of logic in culling certain animals just for the benefit of the species as well. Are we talking about property owners here, or is this basically a carte blanche, effectively, for anyone who wants to go out?
Well, at the moment, no one can harm a native animal without a license. So whether you're on property or whether you're within national parks, you actually need to have a proper license under the Native Parks and Wildlife Act that says that, you know, that you've applied for it. So there's some oversight of what you're doing. This basically means that, without a licensing system, people won't, they can basically report it afterwards. The government's proposing this kind of slacker regulation where you report the event afterwards. That's not going to help us if we're actually clearing land that's got endangered species on it, or even just our native species without oversight. We need to actually have a conversation with people to try and ensure that they're protected. No one's saying that people can't cull when they absolutely need to. That's what the licensing system currently allows for.
Well, I suppose the big problem is also, you talk about noting down after the event, but there's a possibility people are very, very busy, and it might just be a situation of, well, hey, look, I'm busy, it's harvest time or it's a busy time of the year, I'm not even going to report it in anyway.
Look, that's one of the biggest concerns that we have. We need to have some oversight of this. We have over 1,000 threatened species in New South Wales already, and there are many that are on the brink of moving into that category. If we're not actually tracking where large culls or loss of native wildlife is happening, how are we going to know when they become threatened? We need strong, clear, transparent rules and regulations so that we know that we're actually looking after native animals. What the government's proposing really is a major deregulation of that, and I don't think that it's a big ask for people to fill in a form and for us to be able to track what's going on across the state.
No, not at all. So what is the government saying at this stage? Have they organised a chance to sit down and have a cup of tea and a chat over it or not?
Well, the government's saying, trust us, pass this legislation and we'll fix it all up in regulation. Unfortunately for me and for the opposition, that's not enough. We believe that the current system, always need to look at reforms and improvements, but we think the current system provides at least a base level of protection for native wildlife and we wouldn't like to see that changed.
Sometimes, Penny, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
2NUR FM 103.7.